rise to the top in the same field that many play in. Why is it that if thousands attempt the same thing with the same tool, that the outcome of success and excellence is held by a tiny percentage? These are the rising stars, and I have found another that I believe will become a household name in their sphere of influence someday. Let's explore the X factor that they bring to the table. You have tuned in to Rising Stars, a segment of Debt-Free Wealth Radio. Trudy Behrman here. Our website is debtfreewealthradio.com, and Debt-Free Wealth Radio is a production of trudybehrman.com. Thank you for taking us along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I invite you to come on board as we discover new rising stars that seem destined to become household names in their sphere of influence. Today's rising star is Crystal Gifford. She's the author of The Money Shot, a book which provides a real look into the lives of a professional athlete and how this newfound fame and fortune can change their lives. Walking through the financial maze can be challenging for athletes who really need to focus on game performance. The tips and tools in The Money Shot allow athletes and their families to clearly identify how to find success in the money game so they can focus on career success as an athlete. Exploring the do's and don'ts of saving, spending, using, and growing money, The Money Shot is designed to provide the roadmap to successful financial performance by laying out the steps play by play. Athletes and their families can gain knowledge to make the right moves to their financial presence and future, and confidence to know that they are performing at peak in the money game. Crystal, are you here?
I'm here. Hello.
Okay, so today we have 15 minutes, and you have a very rich history, Crystal. We could not possibly explore everything here, but we're going to focus on a couple of things. And first of all, I want to applaud this project because we hear way too many stories of athletes making millions during their game contract, and shortly after, they are broke, worse off than before they enter the professional athletic field. So, Crystal, let's get to know you a little bit. What is your mission, and who are you serving?
Well, for me, the mission is really about improving the overall quality of life through relationships and connection to the way the money in our lives actually impacts and affects every aspect of everything that we do, the limitations that come. For me, it's about eliminating those limitations and allowing us to get back to the basic of relationship with family.
Okay, well, it sounds like based on your book title and the book itself, it sounds like for a good part of your work, you are serving the athletic community, the professional athletic community. Is that correct?
Yeah. So our work is actually all on the aspects of once you become an athlete, there's so much to think about. And my work started when I was 19 years old and getting married, actually. And I said, well, if I'm going to be married, I should know a little bit about money. And that has carried on with me throughout my life and now led me into the work with athletes through being the professor first for my college athletes and then moving into helping them through the professional, the maze that comes up. And the number one thing that started challenging them over and over and over was this concept of, what do you mean suddenly I'm a millionaire and now it's gone already? And by the time they really grasp what it means to have all this money, way too often it's already too late and it's already gone. Their families have come saying, I need help. The friends come out of the woodwork saying, I need help. And there's so many aspects to this. And everybody thinks the athletes are just bad spenders or that they're just irresponsible. But there's so much more to it than that. And that's what our mission really is. It's helping the athletes because we know nobody wants to lose all their money, right? So that's why we're here. It's not only do you have access to this money, but let's talk about how do you really grab hold of what that can mean for your life and for your family.
Well, I'm glad you cleared up that they aren't all bad spenders, because that, you know, there's a high profile of them blinging it all out. But I totally agree with you that that generosity side can also get overwhelming and out of control. So you mentioned that you were a professor to these athletes. So how long have you been doing this work?
Well, let's see. I started in 1999 as a professor, and it was in 2007 that I started working with an institution that had a heavy athlete population. And so it's been about, I guess, what that puts us at 9 years now that I've been working with athletes and teaching them about money and how to navigate that money concept. And, basically from there, it's just evolved into my life's work, which is getting in there with the athlete, being their partner, not someone to wave a finger at them and say, shame on you, you shouldn't do something, but to empower them and to teach them how to make the good choices, how to even want what's right, because sometimes just wanting the right things, they don't even know what that means. When, you know, I've seen so many people who've grown up with incomes of $20,000, $40,000 a year, and that's what their family's surviving on. And so to them, $1 million should last an eternity. There's no reason you would ever run out of money when you say, oh, I have $1 million. But we know in our society today, that's really not a lot when it comes down to it. And there's so much responsibility that comes with having that money as well. And now there's the pressure from your peers, and they all have nicer cars. And you know, we applaud the heroes who are driving their high school truck. And we've seen that in the news recently. And it's great when we can see someone who can hold on to that vision of where I'm going. But that's not the norm. And most of them just need someone to guide them through the process. What does it look like to have $1 million and to try to make that last for all of my life? I'm 22 years old. What do you mean I can't buy everything I want? I can afford it. What do you mean? And so that's where sometimes the discrepancy comes, and people want to blame the athletes like they're making bad choices, but they're making the best choice they know with all of the resources they have at this moment. And that's where we come in. We get them informed. We help them see what does it really mean, not just give them a bunch of information that they have to then decipher, but we walk through that process with them.
Well, that's a clear prompt to help you, probably why you wrote your book, The Money Shot. So tell us what you want the reader to walk away with when they read your book, The Money Shot. Well, how would you like the book to impact their life?
The first and foremost thing is I want the readers to see that they do have choices, that it's not just a yes, you can have or no, you can't decision, but it's what do we do to actually create the life that we want? So to be able to say, here's what I have, here's what I want, and to connect those dots from where you are to where you want to be a year from now, 5 years from now, and even in their case, 70 years from now in many cases. So being able to connect those dots and actually create and see reality for what it is that you wanted life to be, not just hope and throw some dice and see, well, let's see if it lands where I wanted it, but to have that roadmap to know if I follow these steps, I will get where I've intended to go.
Awesome. Now, clearly, Crystal, this book is connected to the work that you do. So having written the book, how has the accomplishment of writing the book and being an author impacted not only your life, but your business?
You know, it's so funny because I've been a writer most of my life, but I never published my work. And I got with a business mentor who suggested that we get our book out there. And I thought, well, you know, I write all the time. It's not really that big of a deal. It doesn't make a big impact. But the moment that I actually published the work, all of a sudden I had people coming from everywhere saying, well, we want you to come speak to our group, or we want to include, I even had a lady who runs an incubator program say, can we include your book as part of our required reading? And so I'm so amazed at just getting it out there and saying, yes, it deserves to be in the published work, how many doors it's opened. I have partnerships forming with people who have large athlete communities who want me to come in and educate their athletes, to teach them not only what not to do, but what to do so that they can have these changes in their lifestyle. I've had people ask me to come speak on stages with other famous speakers that I'm one of the suggested keynotes, and here I am speaking for a room of people who are working for athletes. This is a room full of people that I'm now training. So it's amazing the doors that it opens just to get yourself heard. I've been a speaker for a long time, and I love speaking. And when you just have that book, I can't even tell you the doors it has opened, simply because I was willing to say, okay, now this time we're going to actually publish the work. And people can see, and it gives your work legs, it gives it a voice, and it gives something that people can tune into. At the end of the day, you know, I'm on someone's bed night stand, and I'm in their bathroom, and it's a really exciting thing to have someone message you and say, I was reading your book, and I got this insight. So on a personal level, as well as professional, it has opened so many doors for me that way beyond what I actually expected would do just to publish the work.
Well, I'm glad you shared that, because one of the services that we offer over here is publishing. And I try to help people to see the power of publishing their voice, of getting their voice heard in a format such as a book, because it truly builds a credibility that all your being a professor and all your the work you were doing, it was all good, but having that book really, really does create, like you said, a brand new platform, and it gives your, as you said, your work legs. I like that phrase. So awesome, Crystal. I really, really, really glad that you are with us today. Tell us before we wrap up, how can the audience follow up with you? How can they reach out to you?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, the book is available for pre-order now on Amazon, and the easiest way to get to that is themoneyshotbook.com. So it's just the money shot, the name of the book, and then the word book.com. And there you have access to get to actually download the first chapter of the book for free, so you can get started and see if it's the right book for you. And then you can pre-order that book on Amazon, and that will actually get you connected to us. So once you finish that, it'll link you in. If you have some questions, you can email us with your questions right from that site.
Also, the book is not out yet.
Yeah, so we have special copies that we have now that we're using in our speaking, but the official launch is in August with Amazon.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. So that's the amazing thing. We're not even officially out there, and we're already making traction, and we have people calling me saying, send me copies. I need to send them out. So to those people you've been talking to with, Trudy, do it. Publish your book. It's amazing. Like you said, I haven't even officially launched, and here we are with copies of the book in hand and people calling every day saying, can I get a copy? So it really does make a difference.
And you have PR reaching out to you saying, hey, we want to hear about your stuff. So that's pretty cool. All right, Crystal, thank you so much for joining me today. Again, our rising star, Crystal Gifford. Her book, The Money Shot, pre-order your copy today. And if you're listening later, maybe when it's already out, it's already, available for you to preview on Amazon. And at some point, the full book will be immediately available. I like my shows to be evergreen. So The Money Shot, people, especially if you are a family with a professional athlete, but I'm pretty sure that anyone who is hoping to be an athlete and moving in that direction may want to just grab a copy as well. So thank you all for joining me on Rising Stars, a segment of Debt-Free Wealth Radio. Join me next time for more Rising Stars.